Production support for Soundbites is made possible by listeners and by Coffee by Design, growing a business committed to community and sustainability locally and worldwide. CoffeeByDesign.com.
Welcome to Soundbites, true stories told by local Mainers and nationally recognized storytellers. The themes are always changing, and the hosts are from all over the nation, but when you hear the name Soundbites, you're in for a unique storytelling experience. Soundbites is brought to you by Frontier Studios and made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing Company, Frontier, The Press Hotel, Toad & Co., and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. This week's stories were told live at Frontier in Brunswick, where the event's dedicated theme was ceremonious. Here's today's host, retired talent agent and current seven-time Moth Story Slam champion, Sandy Marks.
Very excited to announce our next guest, and a lot of you might know her because she's a local gal. Everybody give a warm welcome to Tess Hall.
When I was in seventh grade, I experienced a funeral and a birthday on the same day. It was a week before April break, and I was home alone watching two expecting goat mothers who were overdue to deliver. I should probably preface by saying that my family runs a dairy goat farm in Cumberland. And April is a really crazy time for us. It's when all of the moms are delivering their babies. And we always try to plan it so it's happening over April vacation, but of course things don't work out that perfectly. And there's some goats that are born the week before, the week after, 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after. And since both my parents are school teachers and me and my sister were in school, we would all take turns staying home to watch the goats. Just in case something went wrong, we would be there. So the story I'm about to tell you is the day when I was home watching them. And usually these days went, nothing happened. And I would read my book and I got to play hooky and it was great. This was nothing like that. So I went and checked on Gogo, who was one of the goats I was watching, and I peeked over the wall of her stall and saw this bubble coming out of her. This might be a little graphic at times. It is about goat birth. And when you see that bubble, it means only one thing, that the kid is coming, and it's coming fast. So I went in and I knelt beside her, and after a couple minutes passed, and a couple more, and a couple more, I started to get really worried because, like I said, it was supposed to be happening really fast and nothing was happening. And I started to panic because I was alone and my parents were at school and I knew that a kid was stuck and I had to go in and get it out. So I called up my parents and I think I was crying. I'm definitely sure I was crying. And my dad picked up and he said all the dad things you're supposed to say, that it'll be okay, we'll be home soon. But I knew that his soon wouldn't be soon enough for me or for Gogo. So I hung up the phone and I slipped a rubber glove onto my hand, which thankfully I'm nervous now, so it's actually shaking again. And I slipped it onto my shaking hand and reached in. I was feeling for body parts, for courage, for hope, for anything that would help me and Gogo get through this situation. And I knew from goat births that I had experienced with my parents that you're looking for two hooves and a nose like this. That doesn't feel anything like that. I felt a side, maybe an upside down elbow. I don't know. And so I just hooked on to whatever I could. And I pulled as Gogo pushed. And I pulled with her pushes until this kid dropped onto the shavings, lifeless and gray. And right at that moment, from the other side of the barn, remember I was watching two goats that day, I hear a huge exasperated bleat come from Chianti's stall, and I rush over to her stall without a moment to mourn, and there is this new kid on the ground, shaking its floppy ears for the first time, and all of a sudden I'm just pushed into this situation that I can't handle, that I don't want to handle. But I have to. And so I run around gathering towels and iodine and dental floss and scissors, all the materials that I'd seen my mom use before, towels and iodine and dental floss and scissors, towel, iodine, dental floss and scissors. And I repeated this mantra in my head until all the objects were in my hands. And the first thing I did was go to Gogo's doll, who was heartbreakingly licking her kid. And I wrapped it in a towel and walked to the back of the barn. And I'm sure if I had a second to think, I would think about the circle of life and how things need to die for things to be born and all that or whatever. But I didn't have any time to think. And so I rush back into the madness, go to Chianti's stall, and she's pushing out another kid, run to Gogo's stall. She's working on another kid now that the way is cleared for the rest of them. And then I go back to Chianti's stall, another kid is out. And I will tell you at this moment that Nigerian dwarf goats can have up to 5 babies. So it was a lot of darting back and forth. And then suddenly it was over and quiet. And the only sounds kind of echoing through the barn were the calls from kids to mothers and mothers to kids. And moms, mom goats, make this really wonderful sound. And the only time they make it is right after they have their babies. And I don't think there is a better sound in the world. Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about more our Tess. Okay, Tess is born and raised a Mainer. She didn't really plan on leaving. She's one of the lucky liberal arts college students who got a job right after graduating. And she will be teaching at Halldale High School in Farmingdale, Maine, come this fall. And she hopes to incorporate all the lessons she's learned growing up on a farm into her lesson planning next year and all the years after. And also, she feels really lucky to be able to tell a story. And she feels a lot of gratitude towards Frontier for employing her all through college. It feels right to tell a story publicly for the first time here in Frontier. Yes!
If you want to know more about today's storyteller, well, you're in luck. Let's join our host backstage, now in conversation with today's teller.
Hi, Tess. So tell me, what is your connection to Maine?
I have lived in Maine my whole life. I have family members who have lived in Maine their whole life. That's my connection.
Very lucky. And what got you into storytelling?
My mom is an English teacher, so I always grew up loving stories. And then just recently we had an event at Frontier where I got to tell a story for the first time. And I really enjoyed writing it and performing it. So that's kind of the catalyst.
How do you prepare for being on stage? What's part of your process?
I practiced a lot. I did theater in high school, and we always would do energy circles. So I try to channel that in some way where we just like get in a circle and start really quiet and then get really loud. And I'm not going to do that, obviously, today, but kind of channeling energy and positivity is what I do.
I think I need to start an energy circle in my household. Maybe that way I can do the dishes more timely. And my last question is, tell us some nugget or a detail that's connected to your story, but that won't be in it. It didn't kind of make the cut.
I think my parents' reaction after they got home and just kind of their surprise and appreciation for what happened the day that I'm going to talk about didn't make the cut, but was a big, important thing for me as like a growing person.
I assume they're going to be here?
Yes.
Oh, so excited. All right. Well, thanks. I can't wait to hear it.
Soundbites is brought to you by Frontier Studios and made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing Company, Frontier, The Press Hotel, Toad & Co., and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. Special thanks also to GWI and Downey's Pension Services. More information about Soundbites, including how to attend a live storytelling event, can be found online at soundbitesme.org. And of course, you can always hear more stories at mainepublic.org. Thanks for listening.